Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. 大家早安.
I want to thank the founder of CMC and, of course, DDRC, Master Sheng Yan, all the monastics, everyone who made this center possible, and all of you for coming.
我要谢谢监理禅中心的圣严师父, 还有所有的法师, 还有所有的来听我的演讲的人。
Okay, I'd like to begin my talk with a haiku by the Japanese poet Issa.
我要开始先讲一个三行日本三行诗.
Harvest moon. A child points to it and says, I want that.
收获的月亮, 小孩子指出他说, 我要它.
Dogen Zenji said that when we achieve enlightenment, it's just like the moon reflecting in the water. There it is right before us. Do we possess it? No. Is it not there for us? Well, that's not correct either.
有一位日本法师说，开悟就好像反映在水上的月亮，是我们可以游泳它。
Do we possess the moon? Yeah. No. And is it there for us? That's maybe.
那是不是为了我们而在? 也许.
The moon is often used as a metaphor of enlightenment.
月亮讲的是一个隐喻代表开悟。
Anyway, is it something that we can achieve, enlightenment, or is it always something distant in the sky, unobtainable? Perhaps it's even a fabrication. How do we know? How can we know if it is or isn't attainable when we're really not sure what enlightenment is?
这个开悟到底是什么？是不是像那个月亮？
Enlightenment is very easy to define. It's a state, a fact, a condition of seeing into one's nature, seeing things as they are, seeing beyond one's own normal concerns, beyond the self. Neither attached to delight, avoiding pain, unhindered by space and time, in harmony with all things, unfooled by the emptiness of phenomenon, and undisturbed by life or death.
开悟很容易解释，是一种明心见性的情况，就是我们不执着好带我们娱乐的东西，而不避免带我们痛苦的东西。
So I can also define a billionaire very easily. A billionaire is someone with $1 billion. Imagine my surprise if I woke up tomorrow and checked my bank account and there was $1 billion in it just because I defined it.
我也可以解释一个千万块富翁，这很容易解释。万一有一天我起来看到有人存千万块钱在我的户口，你可以觉得我会觉得好惊奇。
Also, since we're going to be using this word enlightenment a lot, I also want to say that a lot of people, including myself, believe that the word awakened is better because the Buddha was once asked, what's the difference between you and other people? And the Buddha simply replied, I'm awake. So enlightened makes it sound like there's something extrinsic, something outside of yourself that's coming to change you. And whereas awakened means, well, it's you, however you want to define yourself, but changed, just awoken.
因为今天的题目就是开悟，而我要常常讲到这个字开悟，也许应该用另外一个字来，不要用开悟，而用这个醒悟。为什么用醒悟？有人问佛，你跟我有什么差别？ 他说我是睡醒的。如果我们用那个字开悟，开悟是好，意思是说 是外面可以得到的东西，醒悟就是说你心里面就是本来有的，你才可以发现到的。
Hi, so, I want to also clarify in talking about enlightenment that it's not such a simple term, right? There's one sutra that says there are 16 levels of enlightenment. There are, in the Tiendai, tradition, 52 levels of bodhisattva before Buddhahood, and all of those levels are enlightenment. Enlightenment can also mean conventionally a moral transformation or just a cognitive breakthrough. Also, there are many approaches to enlightenment. There's sudden and gradual, and there's controversy, of course, among practitioners and among scholars of what those terms actually mean. And there are also the roots that we have, our karmic roots. Some people have sharper roots, some people have duller roots. In other words, some people take to the practice more easily than others. But remember, there was Master Yunyan, who was Dungshan's master, who spent 20 years with Master Baijong and didn't understand anything about the Dharma. And, of course, there's Hui Nong, who heard just two lines from the Diamond Sutra, and bingo, he had an enlightenment experience.
要讲这个醒悟这个名词不是很容易的，因为好多方法可以解释。有一些方法是说有16层醒悟，天台宗说有52层这个菩萨才可以变佛。也许可以说这个醒悟到底也许是一个心理的一种现象。有两种开醒悟，一个就是很顿醒，就是说你突然就明心见性，还有慢慢的就会就是打坐很久就可以明心见性。有一位法师云英，他跟另外一个法师学25年什么都没有学到。还有我们慧能法师，慧能说他就一听到依据这个金刚经，这就马上醒悟。所以我们要讲这个题目有好多好多方法可以看。
Both approaches. There are obviously different schools and practices of that. I mean, the ostensible goal, of course, is enlightenment. Of course, that's what we're talking about, what that is. And many, many theories also in Buddhist literature. How it occurs, even what the nature of it is, whether you can, whether it's something you, it's how permanent it is, whether there's some people, you know, like the Achantikas, who people say can never attain enlightenment. And there's controversy over all of these things.
这位师兄就问，老师说，要醒悟，有好多方法。然后就问是不是人家心里面的学习法或是外面的理论，那这我们另外一个法那个师兄说两种都是。
Okay, so for simplicity's sake, when I talk about enlightenment or awakening, I simply mean seeing the nature, not that that's necessarily so simple, but just this brief glimpse into reality. And as Shurfu has said, that could be like tasting one drop of water as opposed to drinking the entire ocean, or like seeing a glint of sunlight in a pail of water as opposed to becoming one with the sun. So seeing the nature is kind of the gateway and that's the door, and that's really what I'm referring to when I'm talking about enlightenment.
所以我要讲醒悟，我要讲这个就是明心见性这个道理。师父说过，说明心见性，也许是就是尝到一滴水，或者是喝进去整个的一个海洋，或者在一桶水里面看到一点太阳，而不一定是跟太阳变一。
So I'm actually not going to be talking about so much about what enlightenment is or isn't, although that will come up, but more about this interesting issue of how we talk about, we approach the concepts that we have about something, and we really don't know what that something is. And I'll also be looking into our attitudes, the path that we choose to take, obstacles we may encounter, and of course, faith in the practice.
Okay. 所以我今天的题目不是说醒悟到底是什么意思，当然我会以后会提到这个，而我们对这个醒悟的态度，我们的方法，我们的那个一些步骤。
Okay, so there are many ways that people get interested in Buddhism. They have an interest in philosophy, experience with meditation, or they just have really overwhelming problems and they're looking for a solution. So, and when we start to practice, we become aware, we can't help but be aware of hearing lots of stories about monastics and lay people who've had enlightened experience. It's just prevalent everywhere in the practice. So we've heard about this idea. So an aspiration for it, some concept about enlightenment is unavoidable as we practice.
对佛家有兴趣的人，对佛教有兴趣的人有各种各样的原因。也许他们对哲学有兴趣，也许他们对打坐有兴趣，也许他们生活上有一些他们觉得是治不了的问题。我们就有要学习佛教，不能避免听到很多在家人跟出家人的开悟的故事，所以我们要就是看人家要开悟的一个渴望又是什么意思。
So, and of course, the concept and the reality, obviously are two different things.
观念跟实际的情况是两个不同的事情。
But when we practice, Buddha Dharma, we get conflicting signals. We should strive towards something, but we shouldn't strive. We should, put out great effort, but there's no need to put out great effort because we're already, in a state that we should be in, where everything that we see, everything that we encounter is quite perfect. There's really nothing to be done. So what is it that we're really supposed to do? How are we supposed to approach this issue?
修行的人听到好像一些矛盾的话，比方说应该有一个目的，就是要醒悟，应该要往这个方向，而说不应该要往一个方向，就是在心里面，不是要到外面去出力的去找。所以也是就是说我们已经在一个完美的情况，所以不需要去外面求。
But suffering seems very real to us right now. Don't we want this to end? Don't we wish to be enlightened? And it's not the case that we're blindly going along. We have lots of help. We have great teachers. We have the sutras. We have commentaries. We have podcasts. We have talks on YouTube. There's a lot of resources that we can visit. And of course we have meditation.
但是我们看到处都有痛苦，所以我们都有这个目的，就是要就解放，就不要一直觉得这个痛苦，会看到别人有痛苦，而且有很多可以帮忙的，对不对？有这个 有很好的老师，有经，有其他的书都可以帮我们好好的修行。
So with whatever experience that we have, it's natural that we want to go deeper. We want to really understand how we and the world tick.
不管我们已经有多少经验，我们还是要更深刻的了解我们跟我们这个世界又是什么样的东西。
So how much effort should we expend? There's many different views.
应该出多少力？有很多看法。
Here is a Korean monk. His name was Won Hyo, and he lived in Korea, of course, but in the early Tang Dynasty. And he had a sermon called Arouse Your Minds and Practice. And I'm going to read just the last little paragraph of his exhortation to the practitioners with him.
在唐朝的那个时代，有一位韩国法师，他有开一个示，他这个意思是说提醒你们的心而修行。现在我要念一部他这个话。
So Won Hyo wrote, "A broken cart cannot move. An old person cannot cultivate. Yet still we humans lie.Lazy and indolent. Still we humans sit with minds distracted. How many lives have we not cultivated? Yet still we pass the day and night in vain. How many lives have we spent in our useless bodies? Yet still we do not cultivate to this lifetime either. This life must come to an end, but what of the next? Is it not urgent? Is it not urgent?
一个坏掉的车子不能动。一个老人不能修行，但是我们还是躺在这里懒懒的，我们人还是做心不在焉，我们多少命都没有修行，而且我们就是完全没有希望的，就是过日子，多少命就是我们活在我们这些没有用的身体，但是我们这个生活这个命我们也还是不修行，这个命始终要完，那下一个不是很要紧呢、啊、不是很要紧吗？
Okay, now contrast what you just heard with this writing by Layman Pang, also from the Tang Dynasty. My daily activities are not unusualI am just naturally in harmony with them. Grasping nothing, discarding nothing. In every place there's no hindrance, no conflict. My supernatural power and marvelous activity is drawing water and carrying firewood.
那现在我们可以比较另外一个唐朝那个时代的一个在家人清庞，他这么说。我天天的活动没有什么特别，我就是很自然的跟他们多协和，我什么都不抓，什么都不放，在任何东西都没有一个障碍物，没有冲突，我的神通跟特别的活动就是在驱水带那个木材。
So wouldn't it be nice if we looked at our own lives like that with just utter acceptance.
不是很好，如果我们可以这样子接受我们自己的生活。
So do we knock ourselves out or do we relax? The answer is not necessarily so clear cut.
所以我们要看一看是不是要出好多力让我们自己累死，或是就很轻松的过，答案不这么清楚。
So this may be why Miyazumi Roshi,wrote a book, and he entitled it The Hazy Moon of Enlightenment. And in this book, he quoted Keizan Zenji, a successor to Dogen in the Soto school.
So, 有另外一位日本的法师，他写了一本书，叫《这个开悟的模糊月亮》。 他在这书里面就是替另外一位日本法师写几句话。
So, Keizan Zenji wrote, though clear waters range to the vast blue autumn sky, how can they compare with the hazy moon on a spring night? Most people want to have pure clarity, but sweep as you will, you cannot empty the mind.
这是银山昭景，就是一位日本法师，1268到1325年活的，他这样写，虽然很清楚的水看一直到这个蓝色的秋天天空，他们怎么可以比较春天的一个模糊月亮？多数人他们要100%的清楚，但你可没怎么样扫，你扫不出来，你扫不干净这个心理。
So embedded in this poem is one issue that people have in practice, very important obstacle, which is desire, which is grasping after something. This pure clarity. But as Keizan points out,you can't empty the mind, not in the way that we wish to. And so he's also pointing to impatience that we have. It's like in Zhuangzi says, we see an egg and we immediately want a chicken.
所以这首诗这句话含有一个 很重要的道理，就是我们渴望东西，我们要再抓到东西。我们要的是100%的清楚的情况，但是这位法师他指出很对，没有办法扫干净我们的心理。
So why didn't Maizumi Roshi call it the clear moon of enlightenment? That's what enlightenment is, isn't it? But maybe what we think clarity is right now is something we're thinking about with our deluded minds.So, and nothing that anyone says to us is going to generate an enlightenment experience in us. The only thing that we can do, and as we look at the teachings, and look at our practice, is see what it's pointing out. This is the finger pointing to the moon.
那为什么他说模糊的月亮，而没有说清清楚楚的月亮？因为我们这个心里要看这个开悟这个观念，只能用这个模糊的心理来看。所以我们知道外面没有什么外面的东西可以让我们清醒，就好像我们就是这个指头指出月亮的这个意思，就是要什么都是要从心里面才可以。
So we're striving after something we don't really understand at the momentand attacking this problem just with conceptual mind is not going to help. We can't think ourselves to enlightenment. Nevertheless, this idea, whatever it is in our minds, and that's one of the things that I'm pointing to in this talk, for us to be aware of what we really are holding in our minds at any given time, this idea of enlightenment is very enticing.
所以我们不了解这个开悟到底是什么意思，我们也不能动脑筋想一想什么叫开悟，什么叫醒悟，而马上就醒。所以就是这个观念对我们来说是很有意思的，我们就是要想一个办法抓住这个观念。
So as I said, this is a very important question and probably the most importantpart of the talk is this idea of where we are at a given moment. But if you look at the situation of practice, you'll see many long-term practitioners have had some very, very profound experiences in meditation. But after a while, these experiences fade away. It's almost as if they went to see a movie and they have a dim memory of that as it is.
所以我们的心里任何时候在哪里， 就是说我们要求这个醒悟，我们这个情况任何时候我们在哪里，这就是我的这个我这个我所讲的这个题目的最重要的意思。我们知道有一些修行的人，他们有很深很深的经验，但是这些经验慢慢就模糊，好像看不到，为什么？
So some people practice year after year and they feel that they have nothing to show for it. And this problem of discouragement is something very real and something to really look at and to be addressed.
有的人一年过一年在修行，但是他们觉得他们没有任何收获，就很失望。所以现在我们要对这个失望这种感觉要多讲几句话。
So little do people like that know that these kind of obstacles, this particular kind of doubt, really can be something that can be helpful to practice. Because one of the things the Buddha said of his path is that it's an invitation to investigation. So when we think things aren't going well, the problem isn't in whether they're going well or not going well, the problem is in our thinking.
这种障碍物就是说失望的这种障碍物，实际上可以帮我们很大的忙。佛说过，这个要醒悟，就是好像一种邀请去检查东西。所以我们有的时候觉得，哎，什么都不成功，什么都不行。问题不是什么都不成功，什么都不行，而是我们怎么样对这个观念的思想。问题就是在我们怎么想。
So an important question for everyone here now at this moment is, do you really believe in your innate natural goodness? Do you really believe in Buddha Dharma? Right? We've got lots of concepts flying around our minds, but what's really in your heart?Right, as you listen to me, as you go about your day, as you read the sutras, what do you really, really believe? And this is, it's a crucial question. It really is.
Okay. 所以非常非常重要的问题就是说，你相不相信你心里到底是好的？你本性就是个好的人。你实际上相不相信这个佛道那个佛道？佛法，这个就是最重要的问题。
So I became interested in this question in reading one of Master Sheng Yan's books, where he outlined two extremes in the way that people approach practice. So I sort of call them, one is the macho and the other is the marshmallow. I hope you can translate that. So let's start with the marshmallow practice. We find that a lot. Someone comes on a retreat, and the idea of enlightenment is just a fairy tale. It's like, who are you kidding? It's like becoming Spider-Man or Mickey Mouse or Tinkerbell. It's just not in the realm of possibility. It doesn't come in their minds, and they don't believe it.
我对这个问题有兴趣，就是我看一本圣严法师所写的书。他这本书里面说，我们要打坐，要修行，有两个方法，一个就是个大男人性的方法，另外一个是棉花糖的方法。然后先讲这个棉花糖的方法，就是有的人去初三、初四、初五，就是去禅坐、去修行的时候，他们心里在想，哦，这个醒悟到底不是一种。统化一种神话根本不存在。
Okay, now the macho attitude. This is the Chan Wayne. This is the person who comes on the retreat, looks at his or her watch and says, 7 days. Okay, look, by the fifth, sixth day, I should definitely be seeing my nature. No question. And last day of the retreat, full enlightenment.
Okay. 另外一个就是我们说是个大力男人的一种方法。这个人就是他就看他的手表说 OK 我们就是初七，这个初七我要 第五天到第六天一定要明心见性，第七天完全开悟。
So, these two attitudes, can exist in the same person, right? I mean, this macho, I mean, it does happen that people have experiences on retreats, but it's nothing to depend on or nothing to grasp after. But these two attitudes, the marshmallow and the macho, can exist in one person almost at the same time, and the macho person can become the marshmallow, and the marshmallow can become the macho, giving causes and conditions and their practice.
So, 一个人可以含有这两个方法，一个棉花糖的人可以变成一个单男大力男人的一个态度，而相反。
So, as we practice, we start to learn more about Buddha Dharma and practicing Chan and other Mahayana traditions. We take the four vows and we start to realize that we're not simply practicing for ourselves. Ourselves are, of course, are very important, but we're practicing for all sentient beings. And this is a feeling of bodhicitta. This is the expansive attitude which is encompassing everyone, all beings, and the entire universe.
So, when we start to practice meditation, when we
die.
Thank you.修行的人可以开始学很多佛法，很多其他的佛教的道理，都会发愿四个大愿，他们要度所有的众生，他们心里就扩大，有慈悲心跟智慧，都是要修行，希望可以解放，可以度这些众生。
Okay, so do we have this bodhicitta? Well, okay, but here's an interesting little anecdote I found, giving us some perspective. This was an experiment at the University of Chicago, and this took place last year. In a simple experiment, the researchers sought to find out whether a rat would release a fellow rat from an unpleasantly restrictive cage if it could. So the answer was yes. The free rat, occasionally hearing distress calls from its compatriot, learned to open the cage and did so with greater efficiency over time. It would release the other animal even if there wasn't the payoff of a reunion with it. And now, this is the bodhicitta. Astonishingly, if given access to a small hoard of chocolate chips, the free rat would usually save at least one treat for the captive. So this, even a rat trapped, had some sense of his fellow rats. So if it's in rats, it can certainly be in us.
现在我跟你们分享一个故事，这是真正的事情。去年在芝加哥大学，他们有一个实验，他们把一个老鼠锁在一个笼里面，这个笼里不是很好，里面就不是很舒服。外面的一个老鼠看到第一个老鼠在这个笼里面，他会想一个办法打开那个笼给他出来，而且时间越久，他的打开的那个方法越来越有效率。而且如果外面的那个老鼠有好吃的那个巧克力东西可以吃，他差不多每次都会留至少一片留给那个在笼里面的这个另外一个老鼠。所以我们就可以看这个连老鼠都会有这个慈悲心。
So once again, this bodhicitta, this deep essence of ourselves may be the most important thing that I talk about. So we may go on many retreats and read many books, looking for something that is described as being right in front of us, right in front of our noses. I sometimes use the word undersimplified. It can't be described because it's our experience. And we're told we're not getting something, but getting rid of something. So rather than trying to go out and attain something, we're really trying to unburden ourselves. And it's almost as if, like on a sinking ship, you're getting rid of all the junk, all the flotsam. You have to throw everything overboard. And remember, we eventually are the sinking ships.
所以修行, 我们以为我们被人家说要修行的时候你要得到的就是在这边面前。 但是不能形容的，所以我们看我们一直在修行，看前面有什么东西，形容不出来。实际上，他们也说，不是说你要得到什么，要放弃什么，好像你在一个大轮船，船在沉下去，你要开始把船上的所有的东西都丢入到外面去，才可以活下去。那这个船实际上是我们自己。
So Master Yunju, a middle of the Tang Dynasty, summed up this issue very simply, and I think I'll read this twice because it's a little hard to get. But it's, if you want such a thing as enlightenment, you must be such a person. Already being such a person, why trouble about such a thing? Right? If you want such a thing, you must be such a person. Already being such a person, why trouble about such a thing?
Where did you see that? Right here. Oh. Oh, okay.
So we may not be in the same place as Master Yunju. So the question persists, what is it? What are we talking about? And also there's an unspoken taboo about speaking about enlightenment. And one of the things I'm doing in this talk is exploring all of the concepts, the impressions, desires, fears that we may have about this so we can become clearer about what is in our minds as we practice.
So 有一些人说有一句话说 不应该要谈一谈这个开悟到底是什么东西，所以我们希望我们可以很好的检查我们的心理，看我们的观念是什么，看各种观念，才可以有一点进步。The
interesting thing is that some people are terrified of enlightenment. They think that they'll undergo some kind of weird radical personality transformation. They'll lose their identity. Their friends, their former lives will float away as if on an ethereal bubble. Of course, most of the Buddhist teachers that we encounter are very, very grounded people, very related. So it's sort of a baseless fear, yet this mystique and the doubt about what enlightenment is and what it might do to us really does persist.
怕会醒悟，他们怕如果他们醒悟，他们会变第二个，另外一种人，什么朋友都没有，他们人原来的个性就会变，他们原来的生活就会变，什么就放弃所有。实际上，我们知道好多好多在修行的人，他们就是在实际的情况有，他们的心里就是在个实际的情况下，所以知道这个这种怕，这种恐怖的这个感觉不应该有的。
Okay, so this is something that obviously no one would recommend, but something that happens fairly frequently with Chan and Zen masters. Sometimes someone listening to them talk or a student will come up and say to them, "Are you enlightened?" Now, as we know, Chan masters, Zen masters, are really not going to reply to a question like that. I mean, as it says in the Diamond Sutra, if you have a concept of yourself being enlightened as being a stream enterer or an arhant, well, if you're producing a concept like that in your mind, that's a sure sign that you're not enlightened. Okay.
有的时候有一个人会问一个法师，哎，你有没有醒悟？那我们都知道一个法师不会回答这个问题。这金刚经说过，如果你有一种醒悟的观念，那你不可能是醒悟的。
So, it does make you wonder what someone has in mind when they ask that question to the teacher. If the teacher actually said, yes, I'm enlightened, what would you do? Would you ask for their autograph or call up the New York Times to report it? Would your practice improve simply because your master said that they are enlightened? And if the master said no, would you then walk away and leave the Sangha?
所以我们要想一想，为什么一个人会问这种问题？如果那个法师说是啊，我是醒悟的，那你会有什么反应？你要叫他签一个名给你，可以带回去，或是打电话给那个《纽约时报》跟他们讲这个了不起的人，或者如果他说没有，那你会不会就走开就不管他？
So there was a student who asked his master what happens after death. The master said, I don't know. And the student said, I thought you were an enlightened Chan master. And the master said, yes, but not a dead one.
有一次有一个学生问一个法师啊，死掉以后又怎么样？那个法师回答说，我不知道。那这个学生说，哎，你不是法师，你怎么会不知道？我说，对，我是一个法师，我不是死的法师。
So a student should have faith in the teacher, but not in the teacher's accomplishments. That the teacher's accomplishments are not going to help the student. As the Dhammapada says, that's like counting someone else's cows. It should be the teacher's ability to teach and the teaching itself. That's where confidence should be placed.
所以一个学生应该相信他的老师，而不要相信老师的成绩。一个好老师就是会教，他会教的内容，学生会学到。所以你要对这个有信仰，有相信，而不是他所做的事情。
So when the famous spiritual teacher Ram Dass was asked if he was enlightened, he would generally say, enlightened enough for now. And that should apply to us also.
So 有一位也是出名的法师 Ram Dass, 如果有人问他你有没有醒悟，他会回答这样说，暂时足够的醒悟。所以我们应该也是这样想，应该这样子回答。
So to someone who only has a vague understanding of Buddhist practice, and maybe even someone who has a deeper understanding of Buddhist practice, enlightenment sounds good, but what can you compare it to? So if you were to say to the man or woman on the street, well, enlightenment is like winning the lottery, getting the Nobel Prize, or getting a part in a Hollywood movie. People might say, oh, okay, yeah, it's a spectacular thing that just comes crashing down, changes your life. That makes sense to me.
所以如果你要知道，你问那个人，那什么叫醒悟，是可以比较什么？醒悟跟什么另外一个什么东西有什么比较？也可以这样回答说，哦，叫比较仲裁，或者得到诺贝尔那个奖，或者在好莱坞电影有一个角色，就是一种好特别的事情。
Of course, all those things I mentioned, the lottery, a Hollywood movie,Nobel Prize, they're all impermanent. They're all subject to change. They're all single events that pass away. And they may be beneficial, but they may even be harmful. There are many documented cases of people who've won the lottery and had their lives ruined.
那这三个东西，这个仲裁，这个诺贝尔奖跟那个演好莱坞电影，它就是不永久，而且不一定好。有好多好多情况，有一个人得到这个仲裁以后，他的生活就恶化掉了。
So nonetheless, we may not know what enlightenment is, but generally speaking, most people think of it as a good thing. But it can even evoke desire and envy. And there is a story of one of Dongshang Liangjie's disciples, an elderly monk who was working on a gongan. And he tried to answer it 96 times unsuccessfully. But on the 97th attempt, he was able to answer it, and he was authenticated. So a much younger monk became his attendant, hoping that the elder monk would tell him the answer to the gongan. Someone who really understands practice. So he followed him around for 3 years, didn't hear a thing, and then the elderly monk fell ill. And the younger monk was worried that the elderly monk would die and he would never find it out. So he took out a sword, and this is the story. I don't really think that monks and nuns carry swords, but in this story, had a sword, and he came over to the dying or very ill monk and said, "Tell me the answer to that gongan or I will kill you right now." And the elderly monk said, wait. Even if I told you, you would have no place to put it. So the younger monk understood, made a deep vow of repentance, and left.
有一位法师东山良解的一个学徒，他是一个老的一个法师，他要解释一个公案，他想了96次想不出这个公案的答案，怎么样解释这个公案。但是第97次他就解释的对。所以有另外一个法师比较年轻多了，他希望那个老的这个法师会解释这个答案给他听，但是他不肯，所以三年跟着他问他可不可以给我解释这个公案，怎么样解释。所以他那个老的突然就生病，所以年轻的他就拿出一个剑说，你不马上告诉我这个答案我就把你杀掉。所以那个老的说，啊，好，我现在给你解释。他说，如果我给你解释这个公案，你还是没有一个地方可以放这个答案。所以这个年轻的法师马上就忏悔，就鞠个躬说对不起。
Okay, so it is strange that even a monk would think that the answer would simply lie in words. I mean, that gongan is composed of words, but that's not what a gongan really is, right? So but this is another very real thing about enlightenment, this real driving desire to get it almost by hook or crook. So many people would like to just have it bestowed on them. You're enlightened, right? Or find it in a box of cereal.
所以要求这个醒悟，有的人就是说，啊，希望就是马上就给我，就好像送一个礼物似的。
So When I first started coming here to the center, in the 80s, I was really new to the practice and, was a much smaller following than come now. And, people, tended to talk, and I heard that one student, had entered the door of Chan. I can't tell you how excited I was by that. And so I ran breathlessly into Sherfu's chambers. And I sat down with Sherfu and I said, you know, so and so. I heard they entered the door of Chan. My eyes must have been like headlights on a car. And now I don't know what I expected Sherfu to say. I don't know if I expected him to say, oh, the door of Chan, that's no problem. You just exit from the center, you take a left, go to the first light, make a right 3 miles, and there it is, on the left. You can't miss it, the door of Chan.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Okay. That 那个时候没有那么多学徒，没有那么多弟子。我开始我来的时候，有听说有一个学生他进去禅的门，啊，我好精彩！我说，哎，他一个人真正的进去禅的大门，所以我赶快跑去看师父。我跟师父讲说，哎呦，听说有一个学生进去禅的门。 你可以看我的表情就是很诧异的，很兴奋的。但我不知道我是希望师父可以怎么样回答这个问题，怎么样告诉我这个禅的门在哪里，是不是好像是一个真正的地方？你一走出门，往左往右就可以找到这个门。Okay,
as some of you know, Sherfu could be quite funny. So when I asked him this question, Sherfu went like this. I don't see a door. What door are you talking about? There's no door. And I was sitting there. He just didn't give me the answer I wanted, you know, and that was it. That's all he had said. So there I was stuck with that answer.
那我就问师父这个问题。 那大家都知道这个师父很有幽默感，所以他听这个问题，他就这样子动。门，门，有个门，哪里有个门？我都没有看到有个门，什么门？他不肯告诉我，不肯解释，不肯回答这个问题。Alright,
so. Another Tang master, I'm doing a lot of Tang masters today, Shuanxia Shurbe was asked by a disciple how he could enter Chan. So the master answered, do you hear the murmuring of the stream? And the disciple said, yes. So the master said, therein may you enter. So is there a stream here near the CMC, near the Chan Center? No, but there's a lot of traffic outside, right? So can we enter Chan through the traffic? Perhaps what the master was talking about was how we perceive all of this.
另外一个法师玄沙师辈，有一个学徒，有个弟子问他，怎么可以进去禅，怎么可以入禅？ 他回答，你有没有听到那个小溪流的声音？他说有，我听到。那个玄沙师辈回答说，那就是这样子进去。那我们这个禅中心没有一个小溪流，对不对？但是好多外面好多好多车子，好多车子的声音，是不是从那个车子的声音可以进去？大概是。 他的意思是多注意到听，而不注意到听什么东西。Okay,
now I want to try something that's a proof of concept in a sense. We're talking about enlightenment and our search for it, so I want to make it a little concrete. So I'm going to draw on the board here, and I caution what I'm doing. I'm setting a spiritual trap for the unsuspecting listener.
So, 我现在画一个图,
so
就是要抓住你们.
Here's there's a cloud.
云彩下雨。
So this is us, right? We're in samsara, right? We're not. Now also note that we could be a smile in samsara, but we'd be attached to it, right? Okay. This is, we think that that's happiness. So there we are now over here. All right, here is the. I know I made him look like a snowman, but there's a smile, and there's the sun, and I guess there's everything is complete. There's the moon, and this is here's nirvana. This is could be the pure land, could be true nature, but there's Buddha over there, and here we are over here. So now, what is this line? What's separating us from this? And how would we measure the line? Would it be in inches, in feet, miles, light years, or ounces, or pounds, or tons? How do we measure this line?
Okay. That snowman is Buddha?
That's Buddha,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay, 现在我画这个图。这个一个云彩，云彩下雨，下面有人，一个是不高兴，一个是在微笑。那这个就代表沙婆世界，就是我们那个沙婆世界。那也不一定是难过，所以我画一个人他是微笑。因为问题就是你还是不管愉快不愉快，你还是在执着。所以你执着，你就是在这个沙婆世界。那另外一边我就画一个像雪人的，实际上是佛。所以要用你的幻想，这是一个是佛，那上面有一个太阳，有一个月亮，都很完美，所以这个地方就是涅槃。那我另外就画一条线，那这条线该画多长？一寸、一尺、一个英里、一个光年，要画多长？
You can see I don't make my living as an artist.
我不是艺术家。
Anyway, so, alright, well, what, there's really no line. This is, no serious, practitioner would ever do this sort of thing. So, the question is, why am I doing it right now? And no one would try to explain enlightenment like this. The reason I'm doing it now is because this is seductive, right? This is the mind really wants something to hang its hat on. We really want a place to dwell. The Diamond Sutra says, live as such that you dwell nowhere, right? And this mind will arise. But that's obviously if we are not in that state, we really want to dwell. We want something concrete, something graphic. So, a lot of people, if I said, okay, here we are, here's the measure of your practice. And remember, there are many diagrams in Chan. There's the 10 ox herding pictures. There's Dungshang Liangjie's five positions, all sort of showing progress, right? So a lot of people might look at this and say, I don't know, I sat really well this morning. I meditated so well, there wasn't a thought in my mind. I was very peaceful. I was calm. So I don't know. I think I'm over here. This is where I am. But the next day, they might say, oh, my God, I have so many bills to pay. My family isn't talking to me. I've got pains in my back. I don't even belong over here. I'm somewhere. I don't even belong in samsara. I'm in such bad shape.
Okay. 那实际上没有这条线，但是我们喜欢有这种图画，是一种好像隐喻我们，让我们觉得舒服一点，所以我们就画一条线。那实际上在佛教有很多很多这种图，就是那个牛的图，还有其他的图，所以我们用这个图从沙婆世界到涅槃。那条线就是我们多接近涅槃，所以我们画了这种图。那我们有时候也许有一天我们打坐，哇， 很好，都没有一个乱想，所以我们觉得，哎呦，我是很快接近涅槃，我大概就是在那个右边一个地方。那另外一天你起来头不舒服，怎么样不舒服？你知道，哎呀，我完全没有接近涅槃，我大概在这个最左边那个地方。所以我们就是用这个来，就是要鼓励我们怎么样可以到涅槃。那实际上有法师说，你什么都不要住，你不要说你住左边住右边，你什么都不要住，你才可以开始发这个发心这个醒悟。
Okay, so there's no line, right? Let's get rid of the line. But there's some issue, right? We're here, we wouldn't be listening to the Dharma. We wouldn't be practicing if there wasn't some issue. There's something we believe. There's something to be accomplished. Right? This is one of our issues, right? So we've been talking about the door, right? There it is. Man. There's our door, right? Now, is the door the problem, or is it, let's see. Right, and the guan, right? This is what the title is, right? So, what is a guan? This is really a portal, right? This is it's the opening. It's sometimes translated as a barrier, a checkpoint, but in a sense, it's a doorway, right? A doorway like here. Look, if you see here in the see that door, this door is open, so there's the guan. There's nothing preventing you going in and out that entrance, right? But other parts at the back of the hall, those doors are closed. You have to open the door if you want to go through the portal. There's nothing, a portal is open. So there's this mun here that we have to go through. So what kind of a door is that? Well, this is what kind of door it is. It's a woman, right? That's the door. There's no door. Well, if there's no door, why do we say there's no door? Think about it. I mean, we're not saying there's no elephant in the room. We're not worried about elephants. We're not worried about bowling balls or anything. Why is this even being brought up?
Okay. So 实际上没有一条线。有这个他就画一个门，门就进去就开悟啊。问题就是第二个字关，门是关的，门是关的，怎么进去？那这个门应该算是一个通门，好像这个门是开的，我们可以进去通的，但是第二个门是关的，我们怎么进去？那里一定要开。所以我们要开这个门，要看到什么？就是上面那个字“无”，就是这个开悟的意思。
Okay, so the reason I think is because especially woman Guan is woman is telling us that there's a door only when we make the door is not outside of us. The door is inside. The door is the way we perceive. We are blocking ourselves. It's interesting to note someone about this, about the character itself. And it actually shows the graphic for the character shows a forest that's burned down. That's what Wu is. That's how they show it. I mean, how do you show nothing? You show, well, something that is no longer there. That's and interestingly enough, of course, this is also means in Chinese, means not. It also means non-existence. And existence, right, is yo. See, there's the hand on the moon, right? This is, we've been talking about the moon, so this is we're so desirous of this, right? And we also we keep distinguishing non-existent, existent. We're caught in this dualistic world.
所以实际上不是门，是无门，根本没有这个门。我们把这个门放在我们心外面，放在外面是自己创造的，根本没有这个门。要开悟都是从心里要开。所以我们看到这个字无，这个无的意思是一个烧掉的树林，这是它那些是代表这个意思。烧掉的树林没有树木，没有树就没有了，所以无就是没有的意思。那我们就看有，有就是存在，因为无时也不存在，有就是存在，又是一个月亮，又是一个手看月亮。
So, Sherfu only told me that there's no door because I wanted one, right? He told me that there's no door. And I was sort of left clueless. And that's one of the issues of practice. These things that we keep in our mind, concepts that we grasp upon, and we reify. We think that there is something to get, right? There's one more book, one more retreat, one more Dharma lecture.
所以这个是师父的意思。他说没有门，因为他知道我希望有一个门。所以我们修行的时候，我们一直在执着观念，一直是抓到一个观念，另外一个观念，我们在想，哎，还有多一个方法，还有多一个道理，一直是在抓住。
Okay, so I listened to a lecture recently by Tsogni Rinpoche, a Tibetan master who got a letter from his teacher. And the letter said, it's unfortunate. Many sentient beings are not reaching enlightenment because they don't meditate. And then he went on to say, it's also unfortunate because many sentient beings are not reaching enlightenment because they do meditate.
有一次我有一个机会去听一个西藏法师开示，那他这样说，哎，好可惜，好多众生因为他们不打坐，所以不开悟，不醒悟。还有也是很可惜，有很多众生因为他们打坐还是不开悟。
So once again, why would he make a comment like that? It's really because people are expending their efforts in the wrong way. Either once again, as I said earlier in the talk, it's this fine line, expending your effort totally. There's a phrase of until your flesh dries up, your flesh and blood, and there's nothing but white bones remain, that kind of effort, or just spacing out and relaxing on the beach. We tend to approach a lot of these things with extremes and with holding on to concepts.
所以这个意思，他为什么要这样说的？又是这个尽全力的出好多力的方法，跟随随便便休息的方法来醒悟，或是学习，或是要想办法醒悟。所以我们都是用很激烈的方法，不是很左就是很右，不是说出那么多力。有一句话是说，出那么多力都没有皮肤，没有血，没有血就是这个白骨头留下，你出那么多力。另外一个就是好像是心不在焉，就是在那边呆呆的，这是也是另外一个方法，都是很激烈的方法。
So I'd like to drill down a little bit further on this idea, this door to Chan. What is this door? What is it? Why are we interested? what's on one side, what's on the other side. So I'm going to read the introduction to Wu Men Guan. This is, Wu Men is talking about the door, and I'll read the translation and go into it a little deeper. So this is the first line of this collection of koans. Buddhism makes mind its foundation or basis, and no gate its gate. Now, how do you pass through no gate? This is what we've been talking about. It is said that things coming in through the gate can never be your own treasures. What is gained from external circumstances will perish in the end. However, such a saying is already raising waves when there is no wind. It is cutting unblemished skin and making a wound there. And as for those who try to understand through other people's words or just using words, they are striking at the moon with a stick, scratching a shoe, whereas it's the foot that itches. What concern have they with the truth?
即是无门且怎么生透岂不见道聪门入者不是家珍从缘得者始终成坏那么说话大似无风起浪好肉绝窗何况至言句 密结会调棒打月隔靴爬羊有甚交涉知道他是什么意思吗听得懂我就因为我字在我前面所以也许我会好一点佛与心为宗 就是说佛的话跟他的心就是这个宗教他把没有门当做他的门当做他的法门那如果没有门你怎么可以进去有人说如果有东西从这个门进来 不可能是你的宝贵的东西 你不可能有这个宝贵的东西 如果你从外面的情况得到东西 他最后会死掉 但是这些话已经开始起波浪 虽然没有风还是有波浪在海洋上 它是 皮肤完美的已经切进去的那些要了解东西听别人的话就是说你听别人的话希望你听别人的话你会了解他们就好像是用一个棒打月亮或者抓他们的靴他们的鞋子他脚痒但是还是抓鞋子这脚是痒的所以 他们根本不可能知道实话是什么。知道清楚一点吗? Okay.
All right, so, and actually I'm going to go through line by line, so it hopefully will be a little clearer. Mm-hmm. So the first line of this, Buddhism makes mind its foundation and no gate its gate, is pretty astonishing a statement. This is the kind of, the word xin, mind, drives many people crazy when they study Buddhism, because what exactly does it mean? Is it your mind, my mind? Is it the universe? It's difficult, but it actually, I believe, in this case, mind means absolutely everything. There is nothing not in mind. There is any concept, any place you can name, any person. Any conceivable thing and any inconceivable thing is mind, right? Mind has no boundaries. So in a sense, it's it's a little funny. It's talking about the foundation because almost like asking to point to the door. Where's the door of Chan? If you try to point to that, you know, good luck. Also pointing to the foundation. Right? So in one sense, everything you point to is the foundation, right? It's like, as Sherpa was said, all things speak the Dharma, no matter what it is, at any given moment. Everything is speaking the Dharma to us, right? So what it's saying is Buddhism is looking at absolutely everything. There is nothing under a veil, nothing hidden. That's the idea of silent illumination. Everything is illumined. No boundaries, no obstacles, nothing hindered.
所以第一句话, 佛与心为宗, 无门为法门, 佛与心为宗, 心这个字, 都是好多修行的人, 他们觉得好烦, 这个心到底是什么意思? 你是讲我自己的心, 别人的心, 一个很大的什么心, 所以这个心的意思是说在佛教里面, 什么都是心, 什么都是从心创造出来的, 所以就佛教的意思是心就是那个基础, 心就是佛语佛话, 佛法, 最基本的基础。像师父也说过，什么都是佛法，任何什么现象，任何东西在世界上就是佛法。So
then the question is, how do you pass through this no gate? The question itself logically makes no sense, right? There's no gate, so how could you pass through it or not pass through it? Yet, this is really pointing to form and emptiness. Emptiness is form. Form is emptiness, right? There, you certainly can pass through the gate, but there's no gate to pass through. Or you don't have to pass through the gate, and there's no problem. You're already inside the gate. It's nothing that is really approachable by logic.
无门为法门，如果没有门。 那你怎么进去？没有门可进去的。所以你不进去也好，进去也好，都是一样，根本没有这个门。And
it's actually each individual's sort of decision, the way that they practice, whether the door is an obstacle or it's not an obstacle. It's really something that you have to look at and perceive, and of course it would change over time as you practice.
所以每一个修行的人他要决定这个无门对我来说是不是一种障碍物而不是一个障碍物。你修行越久，你就可以有带个机会决定障物或不是障物。
So the next line, it is said that things coming in through the gate can never be your own treasure. And I guess there is a Chinese saying, which I read about, which says that nothing given by others can ever be any good. So if you're looking at this door as a door, as something, there's something that has to come from outside to you or that you have to go out to, well, that kind of treasure that you get in that sense, that's a treasure that is going to fade. That treasure, that thing, that object that looks so bright and alluring to you is an illusion.
既是无门，且怎么生透？ 我听说一句话是说，别人给你的东西不会好。所以，这句话的意思是说，如果你要有一个门，那就是要从东西从外面要进来，或是你要从里面出去的。那这两个都是不是很对的一种思想。
So it says, so what is gained from external circumstances? will perish in the end. So the door, we are the door. You know, it's like a door, and this is the thing that's so interesting. This is like a door, the door asking what the door is. The door doesn't know that the door is a door. That's what's so kind of contradictory about this. And there's an Englishman, right? He took in the 20th century. He took the Chinese name Wei Wu Wei, and he had some very interesting expressions and proverbs. And one of the ones was, "What you're looking for is looking. What you're looking for, it's right back here." And another one that he used, sort of apropos of this gate, is he likened us to a wasp trying to get in through a window, right? Keeps bouncing. But the window is half open. All the wasp has to do is go, shh, and goes right in.
Okay. 有一个英国人,他很有意思。 他去一个中文名字,威武威。他有几句话。
Which one? Oh, both. Yeah, sure. One is what you're looking for is looking.
他第一句话有说，你所找的东西就是找。And
the second is we're like wasps that are buzzing, trying to get in through a window pane, and we don't realize the window's half open. We can just go fly right in.
Oh, okay. 我们也是像蜜蜂一样，一个蜜蜂要从这个纱门进去，它进不去，但是没有想到门已经是。
So, the next phrase, he says, however, such a saying, and when he's talking about such a saying, he's talking about his own words. He's talking about the Wu Men Guan, the actual collection of koans. This is the introduction to the koans. He's warning us not to get caught up in anything, right? So, a saying like this is raising waves when there is no wind. It's impossible, right? Wind, waves are created by wind. And also, cutting a perfectly good skin and causing a wound when the skin was perfect anyway. You can't improve perfect skin by cutting it with a knife. It's crazy.
Okay. 那么说话,大是无风起浪,好肉绝疮。 这个意思是说你 你问这种问题，你要进去一个没有门的门，你就是外面找东西，就好像是在海洋上就突然有起波浪的，虽然没有风，怎么会有波浪？你这样做的就会造这个不好的现象，或者是好肉绝疮，这个肉就是人的皮肤。 如果你的皮肤完全没有痣，完全没有疤，什么都很好，不能再弄得更美。那如果你拿一个刀子切，希望可以切这个皮肤，就让它更美，不是把它弄坏了吗？所以意思是说，你就是从外面找这个出这个没有门的门，就会有同样的一个收获。And
lastly, those who try to understand through words, they're striking at the moon with a stick. And that moon, what's the moon of enlightenment, right? And you can't hit it with a stick. Scratching a shoe, whereas it's the foot that itches. In other words, off on totally the wrong track. It seems, this is what's so interesting about it. Of course, it seems logical in the sense, well, gee, my foot is bothering me, so I'm going to reach down. Ah, but there's a boot. And I'm not, you know. I'll never be able to scratch that itch that way. And so people like this are caught up in their own concepts, their own views of the world. Their views, of course, are unknown to them. They don't know they have views, which is what the problem is. And so what interest do they have in the truth?
何况知言句密结会。 所以这个意思就是说，你要用别的人的话来了解事情，来了解你自己。 你怎么可以用别人的话？别人的话你不根本不能了解自己。吊棒打月，那这个月就是月亮，月亮就是代表醒悟，所以醒悟就是说指的醒悟，你怎么可以用一个棒来打那个醒悟？醒悟就是在打那个月亮，根本得不到醒悟。隔靴爬羊，隔靴你的脚痒，但是你穿那个靴子或者鞋子，所以你就是因为脚痒你就抓那个鞋子，那有什么用？对不对？你就到外面去找，就是一样的，这个抓那个靴子根本没有用，还是脚会痒。有甚交涉，所以他们根本不管实话，他们就是因为他们自己有一个观念，他们也不晓得这个观念从哪里来，他们还是要按照他们自己的观念来找这个真话，所以没有办法。
So we're caught up in it being this and not that, that and not this, in duality. And since I started with the image of the child wanting to grasp the moon, I thought I'd end with some more about the moon. Moon is very important. So here's a story of Yang Shan gazing at the moon with Shershir Shandao. And this is a Dharma brother of Yunyan. That was Deng Shan's teacher. And he asked, when the moon is crescent, like this, where does the round shape go? And when it is full, where does the crescent shape go?
有一次阳山
These are all,
一些法师，一个叫阳山，另外他是跟一个师实山道，这个大概是日本人。
No,
他也有日本的名字写那边。他们在一起，那个阳山问他一个问题，这个月亮像一个弓，那个弓形的时候，这个圆心到哪里去？而它圆的时候，圆满的时候，那个弓形到哪里去？
So Shandao responded, when it's a crescent, the round shape is concealed. When it's full, the crescent shape remains.
所以这个实施山道回答说，它是一个弓形的时候，这个圆形是藏起来的，看不出来的。圆满的时候就是一个圆形，那个弓形还在那里啊。
And then, later on, Dao Wu commented, when it's a crescent, yet it's not a crescent. When it's full,It's still not round. So, no Chan master is ever going to allow anyone to rest on a concept, no matter how, in quotes, correct it is. Right? Even, like in the Madhyamaka Yogacara school, they say you can't even get caught up in the concept of non-duality.
So, Dao Wu.就是另外一个法师，他就有一个评论，他说一个月亮又是弓形的时候，它不是弓，它不是一个弓形，它满月的时候也不是圆，所以意思就是说，任何法师他不会让任何人执着任何观念，不管那个观念是有没有道理，就不可以执着。
So, and ending, so I could modify, the haiku that I said at the beginning of the talk. At the beginning, the child said, harvest moon. And the child points to it and says, I want that. And now it could be harvest moon. The child points to it and says, I've got it.
So 我要再讲一遍 刚刚开始讲的那个日本三行诗就改一点点。原来本来他的话是说，哦，收获的月亮，小孩子说我要它。现在他就我们就是说收获的那个月亮我有它。
Okay. So, that's it. If there are any questions, I want to thank everyone for coming and being so kind as to listen. And, please, anyone have any questions?
要谢谢大家来听，有没有人有任何问题？
Robert?
Is the experience of even a taste of enlightenment sudden?
他问的问题就是明心见性，就是一点点的，就是一点点开悟，是不是顿悟？
Enlightenment is Sherfu said it's always sudden.And as a matter of fact, there's a quote from Maizumi Roshi that says, Buddha Dharma in every moment, what could be more sudden than that?
师父说任何醒悟就是顿悟。而还有另外一句话是说佛法怎么可以比它还要顿。
Okay. Anyone else? Okay. Well, Thank you very much.